Today's episode brought to you by the Argyle League Barbershop, located in Montrose at 709 West Alabama. Hey, this is a good little barbershop, Steve.
I know, I can tell. You look good today. Thank God there's people out there that can make you look good, bro.
And I didn't even put any product this morning.
I hope you tip well, because do you know how hard it is to make you look good?
Yeah, that's an extra $20
I usually tip pretty good. Yeah. But yeah, this is a good barbershop. They've been around, I want to say they've been around like 3 years.
Okay.
And
you've been going to the same stylist or barber?
Well, I started, of course, just with one, but then I ended up connecting with Julio.
Okay.
And he just been taking care of me ever since.
Julio hooks it up.
Man. For a while there, I would always have to go to the website, like, wait, what's his name again? Because I wasn't sure if it was Jose, Juan, but it's Julio.
Yeah. It's always Primo or Chale when you walk in the door.
Like, what's up, dude? What's up, homie?
Yeah.
Y'all want to touch my hair?
Nah. I think I'm good. It looks good from afar.
From a distance?
Yeah.
So,
They did your eyebrows and your beard and your ear hair, everything.
You're looking a little crisp over here. Like, I know. You got a little manscaped going.
Y'all thought that I was painted my eyebrows.
Yeah, I did.
Huh?
I saw that Metro, Sharpie. Bro. I saw a Sharpie over there. I was like, all right. Is that what we're doing today?
Now, you know what? They don't do that normally, but yesterday he
needed it, bro.
I felt him trimming my eyebrows. I'm like, hey, were you trimming my eyebrows? He's like, yeah, it was a little. Yeah.
It's kind of like my gardener. When he cuts the grass, sometimes he goes a little above and beyond. keep it look tight, you know?
And then he goes too tight and like burns it.
Yeah.
He burns the grass.
Yeah.
My gardener is my dad, so I can't tell him anything.
Hey, is he have any openings today?
No, but my dad's also my barber, so it works out.
Oh, damn. Oh, you know what?
He uses the same machine,
too,
by the way.
Is that why you're wearing that hoodie?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. All right.
So just to clarify.
Yeah.
Is it Arga?
Argyle.
Argyle.
Argyle. You know, like Argyle socks?
Yeah. They're like the diamond
little triangle.
Little
diamond.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Argyle. It's Argyle. Like supposed to be fancy.
It's like fancy elite. Yeah. Like, well, only the best people like are allowed to go in.
I just wanted to clarify because, you know, maybe someone's never heard of the place. And they're like,
what
did they
Argyle
say?
League. Yeah.
The ArgyleLeague.com.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I can book my
appointment.
There's
pictures of all the barbers. Julio's there.
Are they all wearing like Superman cape? Like the Justice League?
No, they got smocks. Like, they look like doctors.
Smocks. Oh.
They're
like
doing
aprons?
Surgery.
Oh.
No, like just button down smocks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
cool.
They're doing surgery, bro.
So
do they offer drinks too?
Yes.
Nice.
They have whiskey. They got a tight new refrigerator they just bought. I want to say that thing probably cost like $600-700.
Wow.
And it's full of drinks.
So can I bring my own bottle and leave it there?
Yeah. Probably put your name on it.
Nah.
I don't know.
That would be cool.
I'm going to try that.
That would actually be kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I'm booked all the way through January, so I might as well leave my own bottle.
Man. Nice.
Yeah.
The only best thing, and I don't think the city of Houston would let you, but if you could smoke cigars in there, that'd be tight.
You probably can.
There's a couple places.
You could probably get away with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to test it next time. I'm going to go in with a bottle.
We'll go in dressed up as Fidel.
I'm going to go smoking a cigar for Halloween. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That'd be cool.
All right.
There you go.
All right. So y'all check it out. TheArgyleLeague.com, 709 West Alabama. Ask for Julio. If he's booked.
Tell him we sent him over there.
They'll take care of you through another barber.
There's a lot of
But
barbers.
Julio's the best.
Nice.
Yeah.
Argyle League. Oh, yeah.
What? What's up, Steve?
Dude, it's glad to see you, man.
Hey,
it's
where
been
you
a
been,
while.
Dude? I just. Hey.
Were you on vacation? You look different. What happened?
I got a haircut, bro, at the Argyle League.
It's those eyebrows.
And they trim my eyebrows for
That's
free.
That's what's it. I don't even recognize you.
I
anymore.
Know. I didn't even recognize myself. I woke up, looked in the mirror. I'm like, whoa, who's in my house?
Right. You know who did that same reaction this morning?
Who?
Marco. Whoa, I got an interview in 10 minutes.
let me text him to make sure it's still happening. Oh, it's still happening.
Guys, we got Marco Torres in the studio
We're
today.
Talking about the importance of being on time.
While I'm Hector just doing, messes with the line over here.
Yeah, here we go.
Audio
That's
keeps
better.
Cutting in and out.
Yeah.
But,
no, it's just headphones.
Okay.
Everybody, welcome. This is a Something New podcast. We do have Marco Torres in the room.
Marco from Houston. Yeah, yay. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Get it right, bro. Don't get his name wrong.
It's kind of like
putting my government name out there.
Yeah. Oh, he's a rapper now. You know how I know Marco is probably going into the rap game?
What is that?
He's dressed like he's in Milwaukee.
He's wearing a beanie at 90 degrees.
The only thing missing is a big old hoodie with fur.
Oh, he needs a clock on his chain.
I asked Google how cold it was, and they said it was 50-something degrees. I was like, nah, I'm putting on my hoodie.
This is Houston. We will die.
Yeah. It was 70 degrees. I was ready for a jacket.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Huh. I'm a tropical person, bro.
I'm working on adjusting the crackle in the headphones. You need some tape? It's not our audio. Here we go. That's better, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, I guess.
Hey, no, it's not about tape.
Well, it's about the angle over there. Guys,
I'm tech support right now, bro. IT.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We're glad you're tuning in and listening to us. Man, the crowd, the masses are wondering, are we ever doing a Facebook Live show, bro?
What happened to our show?
Well, you know, what's amazing is we are a marketing branding agency.
Right.
And we actually don't have time.
Yeah, we're busy.
Yeah, we're actually working.
You don't have time to market and brand yourself.
Yeah. Which sounds,
you know what? I think you guys, as far as Houston goes, were the first people to do live stream, Facebook live stream, like podcast.
Live shows. Yeah.
And then now I see a couple of other people doing it.
Well, you know what? I think what happened is that we basically showed Houston how to do it, and they were like, it's podcast now.
Right.
Everybody who's doing live shows now, they're too late.
Yeah.
They're late in the game.
And let's be honest. Mm-hmm. More than like 90% of them aren't even doing it right. They sign up with that Beehive whatever app that they do on the computer where they can put the name and you know, and put their logo, and they really think they step it up a notch.
Yeah,
but in reality,
the quality is bad.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because when you feed through that, you know, the internet, it gets all crappy. The video is not as crisp.
It starts trying to compress everything, and it's just bad.
Right, and then there's no good lighting, and the audio is not good. It's kind of like just
right.
You should have just done it with your phone.
Yeah. No, so we, so if we do any other live shows, it's going to be special occasions, I think, or when we feel like, hey, let's do it.
Well, one thing we talked about, we're going to do it more on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like on location.
Right.
Like we're talking to SPM about going into prison and like doing a live show with him.
Yeah.
Marco said he's going to get us in.
Right.
He has a connection.
I mean, the only thing that's slowing us down right now is Joel. He's got a couple warrants, and he's a part of the team, and we need him there.
Yeah.
So,
until we're trying to
clear that up.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Marco, for coming out.
Thanks, Marco.
Today and hanging out.
Appreciate
with us,
it.
Man. Yeah.
Are you warm?
I'm very comfortable.
So Marco's got some Fresh Fly F-Boy jogger pants.
Ooh.
And the sweater to go with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course it's Adidas, bro. And he's rocking solid Adidas.
I'm trying to get that sponsorship, bro.
Oh, he's got the Adidas shoes.
Pants.
Hey,
and you know what? Marco is one of the a friend that I see is one of the most hardcore fans for Houston sports, like this Astros or Rockets. So he's sporting the Rockets beanie.
Well, today is their first game of the season.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I didn't even know that.
Oh, the Rockets?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Today in downtown, if you don't have to be downtown after 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock,
just
do not go downtown. Avoid downtown because
it's bad.
The Rockets are opening game today, and the Astros are playing against Boston in the ALDS.
What about Dynamo?
Dynamo's not playing.
All right.
But there was one time.
There was one time.
There was one time last.
No, it was this year because I was around. Yeah, where all three of them were playing.
I had to go to the Astros that day or something, and there was a Dynamo game,
yeah,
a Rockets game, and an Astros game the same day. That parking was
all on the same day?
On the same day. Somebody didn't.
Wow.
Look at the calendar.
Dude, that's crazy.
Nah, they did it on purpose.
And there was a dog
They did
pop.
It on purpose to see, like,
it was.
Oh, yeah, the dog pop.
And then
pop.
There was a dog this festival that day.
And then
that's
it
tipped
the
parking
And then
over.
It rained.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's messed up, bro.
Every time you put on a festival, that's when it rains,
You
bro.
Know what? The first one in Austin is scheduled for this Saturday,
and
we might have to cancel.
Yeah.
Freaking 80% chance of rain.
I told you, man, you needed a permit for it. So, you know, one of the things I give Hector credit behind his back, because, you know, I don't like to compliment to his face.
Yeah, yeah.
He really, really puts a lot of effort into these dog pops and, you know, lining things up with the city, getting permits. So he has been traveling, I don't know how many times, to Austin just to solidify some of these permits and relationships.
Right.
That I was like, dude, please don't ever do another dog pop out of the 6-10 radius because you were so stressed, you know, like he looks so frustrated. And so as he's going through all this, And we looked at the weather. I was like, bro, the one permit you forgot to get was for rain.
Dang. You know what?
To keep the rain away, bro.
Let me tell you how long Hector and I have been cool. I was at the very first Puppies for Breakfast
in his backyard?
Happened at his house, yeah. In his backyard, and his mom was making his tacos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was.
I was there.
That's when you had your dog, Frankenstein.
Yeah, oh, Frank. Yeah. I had this little Russell Terrier mix. Beautiful little dog. We found him in A-Leaf when I had a girlfriend named Christy at the time. We're at her cousin's house.
That's just the headphones, guys. I'm fixing it.
Yeah. All of a sudden, this little puppy, like fleas and everything. So she's like, oh, my God, he's going to get run over. So she picked him up. And was like, hey. And we were staying in Montrose at the time. Uh-huh. Had an apartment over there. And she's like, yeah, let's keep the dog. I was like, I guess. I was like, all right, but I get to name the dog.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, Frankenstein. And she was like, what? It's like. That was the deal.
Hey, he was cute. He was a cute little
dude,
dog.
Dude, he was smart. He was loyal. Everybody loved him. All the dogs at the dog park loved him.
What was he?
He was like a Russell Terrier mix. Yeah. The little Russell Terrier mix.
Slash pit.
Yeah, know, pit right? mix.
But dude, he played with like the big dogs. He played with the small dogs. He had a little girlfriend like dog.
Dang. Yeah. Hey, that's because he lived over at 45 and Tidwell and Parker.
He was at that time we were living
in Montrose. He was just swanging and banging. Bro.
Yeah, right.
No, at that time we were living in off of... Stanford off of Dallas and
in the Montrose area.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, then that was a hipster in here.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
But nah, man, we had some good times. Good times. I got some dates from
that's awesome, dude. Oh yeah, because dogs would do that.
Look at him. He's like, yeah. We're stepping into my game. Nah, yeah, let me tell you how I work this. I made a whole festival just to get dates.
No, yeah, like if you ever just want to. Like, you don't want to go through Tinder or anything like that.
It's a good icebreaker.
You want to meet people in person.
Yeah.
Just get you a little puppy, borrow one.
Right.
Go hang out at the dog park.
Yeah. Hey, remember when that new dog park on, when they actually built the dog park on Allen Parkway and then it got flooded? Obviously.
Right.
Anyway, when it opened, I took my brother's dog. He had a little French bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful dog, white dog. His name was Sancho. No, Sancho? Chancho.
Chancho.
He named him Chancho. And beautiful dog. I took him, and it was a grand opening. Like the news was there and everything. Yeah. Man, I was like, this is nice. I got a lot of phone numbers that day.
Oh dang! Did
I got a lot of Instagram
and a Marco from Houston.
I got a lot.
Sheila Jackson Lee was there that day. Did you get her number?
No, I don't. I don't.
She's available. I heard she's available.
It's all right. Next. It's okay.
All right. So. So those listening, this is Marco Torres,
right?
Local photographer, local writer for the Houstonia magazine now, right?
Yes.
Social media influencer.
Influencer in Houston. You do work for the Houston Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
You used to work for the Houston Press.
I still every now and then do some stuff for the Houston Press because sometimes the things I want to do, the Chronicle doesn't want to pick up or Houstonia doesn't want to pick up. Yeah. So. And usually with the Houston Press, I've been there for so long that the editor is like, you know, if you're gonna have good contact, then go ahead and do it. Plus, the press doesn't pay a lot, so I mean, it doesn't cost them a lot.
Yeah, like what's the deal with the Houston Press? Because you don't.
Yeah,
they stopped doing the print
edition, and then for a while they shut all of us down, all of those freelancers down. They weren't paying for like photos and videos and other things.
Right.
So that's when I actually moved to Chronicle.
Okay.
Okay.
And then...
And the Cron, it's the Cron, basically.
Cause yeah, Cron.com is basically the entertainment part of the actual Chronicle. Because there's the Houston Chronicle website, which is a subscription-based.
Mm, okay.
And then there's the Cron.com, which is more entertainment, sports, and this and that.
Okay.
So I work for Cron.com. Right. Or I freelance for all of these. I'm a full-time freelancer, so I don't have an office in any of these... publications, offices or anything. I don't have a desk or anything.
Right.
It's on a case-by-case basis. So either they pitch me events and articles that they want to do or photo shoots they want to do.
Right.
Or I pitch them concerts that I want to cover or nightlife events or whatever. So and everybody's thing is different. Everybody's focus is different. So the Chronicle wants me to do more like nightlife and pretty people and
it's almost like touristy.
They call it scenesters.
Okay.
Scenesters, which are like cool, hip, pretty people in Houston doing cool things.
Dude, totally some white lady labeled that. Like, you know what we need, Walter? We need some scenesters. Walter was like, I've never fucking heard that, but let me pretend like I know exactly what she's talking about. Yeah, that's right. Debbie, I was actually thinking about scenesters, and so that word just sticked after that. And so, like, now everybody in the fucking office is saying that word.
I mean, I don't know if that went down, but I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
that's cool.
And Houstonia, like, I've written more stuff for Houstonia. I did a whole cover story about tacos and beer, which came out April 2018.
I saw that. That was tight. Yeah.
And I wrote that. I had some help on the beer side from Catherine Shilcutt, who used to be my editor at the Houston Press.
Nice.
And then she was working at the Houstonia. Now she went to Rice University. Mm. And Catherine was one of the first people to give me assignments to shoot sports for the Houston Press. My big thing is music, live music and entertainment, music festivals, concerts, stuff like that.
Right. Yeah.
So when I wanted to kind of step out and branch out,
right,
I wanted to shoot like a sporting event.
Yeah.
And usually the Houston Press would get the photos from the teams. The teams give their photographer photos to the media.
Right.
And, you know, they would always just get the photos from the team.
Right.
And I was like, well, you know, we're pretty legit. Let's ask for our own credentials and have us go and take photos and report. They're like, well, we've never done that. I was like, well, let's try it. The worst they can say is no.
Right.
And we submitted, and we shoot Rockets and Astros and Dynamo and Texans.
Do they ever buy anything from you, though?
Who?
Like the actual Rockets or anything?
Nah. Nah, they have their own people for that, so.
Yeah, but sometimes, I mean, you got a good eye. That's what I'm saying. So your shots are sometimes better than theirs.
Well, you're a good photographer in general, yeah.
Well, I think I'm a better live music and entertainment photographer than I am a sports photographer. Sports is...
Because it's so fast.
It's difficult to shoot sports. Yeah. It is difficult. So what I do, what they like for me to do is go and, shoot some stuff on the field and stuff or on the court, but they like to get more of the fans posing and stuff. And that's what sells, you know, has clicks. And
yeah. Well, that's... So. I remember Houston Press, like... Because I believe you've shot some stuff before, like, one of the dog festivals or Doogie did or someone. And I remember hearing that, like, they want to see faces.
Mm-hmm.
People having fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's exactly what
people
they want.
People getting drunk.
They think
hung
that.
Hung over on the side of the road.
Well, not.
Just follow us all day. Just follow us. You get tons
follow me to
of
the Argyle League when I go get some whiskey.
Look, follow us for one day. You'll have material for the whole year.
I'm going to test the Argyle League one day and just stop in for a drink like I'm going to the bar.
Just hang out.
Yeah, and bring some friends.
Like, and
like,
don't
hey,
ever,
y'all got my whiskey there?
No, just go
fridge?
In there and get the whiskey and say, oh, no, I'm waiting for Julio. Julio's not even there today. He has a day off.
Right. Yeah, he's not even here. He's on vacation.
It's like, oh, I'm still waiting. Yeah. I'm still going to drink. I've paid for it.
Man. So what are you working on? So the other day I noticed you post, you're working on an article for coffee.
Yeah, man. Houston. So the cool thing, I've been hired by, well, on a contract basis, by Visit Houston, which is the Houston Visitors and Tourism Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's actually called Houston First.
Okay.
And their website is called Visit Houston. Mm. So they hired me on a 4-article contract. The first one that I did was about tacos.
Yeah, yeah.
So every time somebody asks me, what are the best tacos, blah, blah, I just send them the article. I send them that article, and I send them the one from Houstonia.
Right.
And say, look, I literally wrote articles on this.
Yeah.
Here's my list.
If What's you go the website? Through
Visit Houston. VisitHouston.com.
Okay.
And if you search for tacos, you'll find.
So the website is actually VisitHoustonTexas.com.
I think it's just Visit Houston.
Is that it right there?
Well, try to type in visithouston.com.
It does. It forwards you to visithoustontexas.com.
Yeah. Well, you just passed the
Your taco one?
It scrolls, and it has the top 11 tacos.
There it is.
The 11
must try Houston taco joints.
Put it on the screen.
Dang, September 26th.
So what happened?
Marco Torres.
What happened was somebody else wrote that article previous to me.
Oh.
And they didn't really enjoy the
there
selection.
There was an uproar.
Because it was like...
Yeah, because it was a white dude doing it.
Let's just put it this way. There were no
Chulas was
authentic
on
taco places on there.
He hit Taco Bell.
No.
Taco Cabana.
any restaurant has a taco in it. So they asked me specifically to put more authentic.
No, that's good.
Selections
dude.
In there.
You got some. No, I remember looking at this, and you had all. Look, here's the deal.
I know what I'm talking about.
If you need an article about tacos, then you need a Mexican guy doing it. And what better Mexican than Marco Torres?
I mean, he wrote a book on it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't write a book. I took photos for a book.
Okay.
What was the name of that book?
The book is called The Tacos of Texas. And we just released the documentary series that accompanies the book. And it's through PBS.
Yeah.
And it's on YouTube. Okay. So if you go to YouTube and
I missed
search
the party
for,
y'all had.
That was at Axelrad. That was pretty fun.
It was good.
Yeah. So every Tuesday, every Taco Tuesday, we're releasing a new episode. So we've already released Austin, Houston, and San Antonio, and I think The Valley.
Wow.
Now we're going to do Brownsville, Dallas, Laredo, and El Paso. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Y'all should go into Mexico. Juarez. Dude, go into
Juarez. Right across the street.
Laredo, that'd be awesome. I mean, a lot of people are already doing it. A lot of people are doing that. Vice is doing really good things about tacos in Mexico, mostly Mexico City, some Guadalajara, some like Cabos and stuff like that. But Vice Munchies, they do really good reporting on tacos in Mexico. And it's in Spanish. And it's It's really legit.
It's hard now, though, with that wall going up.
I know, right?
It's all right. I mean, but they're aluminum foil. You can just throw them over.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
I'm Mexican.
Order up. Órale, watch it.
23.
They have a cannon.
And they just throw them. Oh, yeah. Oh,
the
t-shirt. The t-shirt cannon. They're just shooting them over the wall.
Yeah.
That's how you get past it, dude.
You know, the hard part is when they get the order wrong. How do you send it back?
I said no cebolla.
Well, because there's another cannon.
You know how when you can't reach something, it falls down.
Or when you try to throw something into the dumpster and then the wind catches it.
I've never done that.
You never done that?
No.
Oh, you've never had to.
You never had to get rid of evidence?
Yeah.
You never had to get rid of a bunch of stuff from moving and you go drive around until you find an empty dumpster? Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Bro, I was hitting all
you
the dumpsters.
You were in that house a long time.
9 years.
Dang.
Yeah.
That was a cool house. Yeah, that's how long I've known you.
Oh, yeah, since then, huh?
That's how long I've known you.
Dang. You know what sucks, though, is I have 3 dogs buried in that backyard.
Yeah.
And now so what do you do?
Like, they're about to get dug
should
up.
I go take them and move them or leave them there?
I mean, just leave them there.
Because they're going to get destroyed by a tractor.
Did you do it the right way, though? Did you do it like with like lime and not limon, but like when you bury something in the backyard, you have to put like lime and
really?
Different things? Yeah.
I don't know all this.
I thought he was trying to make tacos right now. Did you put lime, cilantro?
When I buried Frankenstein in my backyard,
really?
I Googled it, and it says that way other dogs and other things
don't find it. Well,
and it helps it decompose.
Well, I did wrap them real tight in a blanket. Then I wrapped that in a plastic bag.
Okay.
Then
damn, it's never going to decompose.
I dug about at least 4 feet.
You have to do 4 to 6 feet.
Yeah. But like fresh. So here's the deal. My dogs knew.
Are you okay? You look like
I'm
wanna
about
cry.
To cry.
No. Yeah.
They knew
the eyebrows
was up.
Won't let them though.
Yeah.
So I let my dogs.
The tears back.
Like in the past year, I had to put down 2 dogs. Like
damn,
one was
dogs?
A Squirt. Squirt was
oh,
like
yeah, I forgot about
he
Squirt.
Had cancer in his face.
Squirt
but he
was amazing
like 13
though.
Years old.
Squirt was amazing.
He was a cool
such
little
a
dog.
Good little dog.
Yeah,
he was a good.
Who's the other one?
Pups, the little white one.
Oh, I don't remember Pups.
She got sick.
Dang.
And it was,
hey, Pups was the best one you had. I still remember all the Instagram.
But now you have like Cinnamon Toast Crunch and.
Oh, those were all rescue fosters. Right.
Which ones? Happy Feet now?
Happy Feet.
Happy Feet.
I love all the
Steve
names.
Don't like Happy Feet.
I love all the names that Hector gives his dog. Man, they're all like crazy.
Happy Feet is awesome, but Happy Feet is like that annoying little kid that always jumps
like
on you.
Like Joel?
Yeah.
That's all you got to say.
Yeah.
Like Joel.
He's cool,
like
but
a,
it's
like
kind of
like a puppy Joel. Okay.
Yeah, it's like calmate, wey.
Yeah.
So yeah, back to me.
Yeah. Back to Marco.
Hey, Marco. Hey.
So yeah, tacos.
We control this podcast for guests to show up on time.
On time.
Now we've been trying to get you for a while, but we've just been busy.
We did. We did one of the live streams.
Yeah. We had
for the first one of the first ones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man.
That was cool.
But honestly, like I hadn't seen you in a while, bro.
It's like, so this is what happens.
Yeah. Were you in prison?
No, during the summer, summers are pretty slow for a lot of creatives, but for photography especially, it's pretty slow.
Okay.
So you have to be very, you have to work as hard as you can at the beginning of the year, save your, you know, save your money and this and that.
Like teachers.
Yeah, and then, well, teachers get paid.
I was thinking more like bears.
He's been hibernating.
He's like a little squirrel.
That's what happens.
He's saving up for the winter.
That's why he had this hoodie.
I'm saving up tacos in my cheeks.
He's like a, yeah. That's why he has this hoodie. I mean, he just came out of hibernation.
Are we still doing the interview?
At 8:29 for 8:30.
Yeah. The interview's at 8:30, 8:21. Hey, are we still on for this morning? Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of bears, look who just walked
in.
Hey,
boo-boo.
Oh, there he is. The boss bear. The boss bear just walked in.
Speaking of Joel. Joel Salazar,
he brought,
the Husky
he brought,
Ninja
he brought
just
tacos
in.
Did you bring tacos? Oh, he bought silicone.
Yeah?
Yeah, go get us some tacos.
Oh, everybody.
He just ruined it immediately, turned it gay, and started pointing at his nuts.
Yeah. Dang.
No, your mom. Oh, wait. Oh. Hit Taqueria Laredo. The line's pretty long right now, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Bunch of breakfast tacos and barbacoa.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
That's awesome.
It has to be hot barbacoa.
That was Joel Salazar.
Not cold barbacoa.
No onions, please.
He's with extra nuts.
He's taking taco orders from us, and he's going to go. Where's he going?
Taqueria Laredo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what were we talking about?
No, so you've been missing for a while.
So,
I haven't
so
seen
this
you
what
on
happens.
Social media
let
a
me,
lot.
Let me tell you what happens.
Well, I don't know. I've seen the Samsung.
There's two reasons why people disappear. One. Yeah. They get a girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend. Right.
Two.
Warrants.
I don't have warrants.
Three. Warrants.
Oh.
The girlfriend has warrants.
Yeah, the girlfriend has warrants. I am single, though, so ladies. If you need somebody to cuddle with, I have two tiger cobijas at my house.
He's got the San Marcos.
I have two San Marcos cobijas.
Hold on. Hey, everybody. Marco Torres. He's available, ladies.
This episode brought to you by San Marcos
blankets. Yeah, San Marcos cobijas.
Brr, it's chilly, not under a San Marcos.
You want one? Or you want two for the price of two?
Brr, San Marcos blankets.
Yeah.
All right.
No, so what happened was summers are usually kind of slow, so right. I was not taking as many photos. And then I did a couple of trips. I did a couple of trips to Los Angeles for like a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And then I did a couple of cross country trips for my favorite band called The Suffers.
Oh yeah.
So
is her hair grown back yet?
My hair?
No, her.
Who? Cam?
Yeah.
Why?
She cut her afro off.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, like a while back.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's back now?
Yeah, yeah.
I loved her afro.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Tell her keep the afro. That's her signature look.
She's beautiful either way.
No, I know. But just from a marketing standpoint, I didn't recognize her
like
one
Erica
time.
Like Erica Badu or who was it? Didn't she have an afro?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was free. Free marketing.
I know, right? So go on your streaming apps and look up The Suffers. Yeah. You'll love their music.
I'm doing it right now.
The Suffers are amazing. I'm a friend of
theirs.
How do you spell it?
I'm looking
at Suffers. The Suffers.
Yeah, they're one of... they're one of Houston's like best
they're
groups.
Probably the best group out there right now. So
right.
So their van last year, The Suffers.
Mm. You know, I do have the ability to find their music here, Steve.
Dude, that sounds good.
Yeah, they're amazing.
You like that?
That's my girl. That's my homegirl, Cam Franklin.
Yeah, man. Thanks for
Cam Franklin
sharing.
Is amazing.
It sounds like
the whole band is amazing. I mean, Razo and Michael and Adam and Nick and there's like 8 or 9 people in the band. So,
all those
guys are amazing. Patrick. Yeah.
Is this their older stuff or their new stuff?
This is their older stuff. The new stuff is pretty great, though.
Dang,
dude, why you always want to be the one upper, bro?
Because
hey,
we have a freaking we have a whole sound system here, bro. We can just play whatever. Hey,
this is clean.
Listen to her.
This is the music where you're just chilling after work with an old fashioned and a cigar. And you're watching your puppy play in the backyard.
And it's raining.
No. It's raining.
Yeah.
You have the blinds open a little bit. You're sitting in the dark.
Yeah.
Just looking at the rain.
And your puppy's outside digging up. Your other puppy.
Come on, man. You just ruined it, bro.
Now I'm crying.
man. Yeah. All
right. But shout out to the Southerners.
The Southerners are pretty cool, man. So they're. I know, right? So what happens? Their van got stolen last year.
Oh.
And they usually they find a stolen vehicle within a few weeks.
Right.
They never found the van.
It's like really? A trailer. So that I know.
But luckily, I know, right? But luckily, they were doing pretty well, so they actually purchased another van.
Nice. Okay.
And they were on tour on the East Coast with this new van and the new trailer and everything. And then that van broke down in up in like they were in like Canada, and so they had to come into the United States into Maine.
Yeah.
And they left it at a Ford dealership in Maine. So then they rented two minivans, and they were like finishing their tour in the minivans.
Okay.
But then they had to bring their like trailer with all their equipment and stuff. They couldn't bring it in the minivans. They couldn't bring the rental cars all the way across country. So like, what are we gonna do?
Wow.
In the meantime, the old van that had been missing for months, they found it.
Wow.
And the insurance, instead of tolling it out, they actually paid to fix it.
Okay.
They got a new motor, new transmission, new tires, new everything. So basically, they had two vans.
That's tight.
So what happened is that they hired myself and another friend of the band to drive from Houston to Maine.
Wow. Okay.
In the new van?
In the old van.
Yeah, yeah.
Pick them up. Put the trailer on the van, and then drive them back to Houston.
Wow!
Because they were releasing a new album.
So you drove all the way up there?
I drove there and I drove back.
Hey, that hoodie came into good use over there in Maine,
dude. It was beautiful up there, man. I had never seen the East Coast like that. I've been to New York, I've been to Philly,
right?
You know, but man,
it's different upstate,
dude. Upstate, it was gorgeous. It was the 4th of July, but it was like 70 degrees.
Wow.
We tried to get in the water in the ocean. The water was cold and like clean and beautiful. It was like
wow.
It was amazing.
Man, that's awesome.
And then so we drove there and then we drove back. And then when their new van was ready at the Ford dealership a month later, they had to fix all kinds of stuff.
Right.
They flew me up there to go get it, and then I drove it back. So I did two cross country trips.
Hey, we need you to pick up a van in Juarez if you're available.
I'm ready.
Since you got experience.
I'm ready.
It sounds like you got experience. Just don't ask trailers. Questions. There's a padlock on there. You don't want to break off. No.
The first thing my dad said when they said I was going to be doing this, he's like, "Are you sure they don't have any drugs?
Yeah.
Is there anything you can sign?"
That's why she cut her hair. She got to hide her identity.
Nobody goes to Canada without an actual purpose.
This sounds fishy, bro. I don't know, man.
And then they just hired me for New Year's Eve. They're going to be in San Francisco on the 30th.
Right.
Okay.
And then it's New Year's Eve. So all the band members, they're all married and have kids and stuff. So they want to fly home and be with their women.
Mm-hmm.
With their families, you know, with their families, with their babies. So hired me to go to San Francisco, and I'm driving the van back from San Francisco.
Wow.
Well, me and my dad. My dad just retired. Dad from Houston. Hashtag.
Oh yeah.
Dad from Houston.
There's a lot of photos of his dad and
flicking everybody
there's
off
one,
at work.
There's one.
I'm cool. out, bitches. I'm retired.
There's one cool photo you have of your dad. He's wearing a shirt.
He's wearing a shirt
that says
"They won't. They can't deport us all."
Oh yeah,
it's a Chico Bling shirt.
And does he have a hat or a cowboy hat or something?
He has a hat that says "Trill," I think.
Oh, he has a cap. Yeah, he looks tough.
I take photos of my dad like just wearing because some people send me like shirts or I buy shirts from like friends and people, artists and stuff like that. And
right,
I like to support. You know, I have a lot of your shirts.
Yeah,
you have the new Pug Astros orange shirt.
I don't.
Yeah,
would you wear a shirt that had a pug on the front with glasses?
Yeah, probably.
You would look good in it.
You look good.
Okay.
No, but you have the new one with the Astros.
The Astro orange one.
Yeah, the Astro.
I'll hook you up.
All right.
Yeah. It'll match your beanie.
Yeah. So back to your dad.
Yeah.
So my dad is going with me on this trip.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
we're gonna
that'll be a good cross-country trip.
Yeah. I'm excited. And hopefully Verizon will give me the new Google Pixel 3 so I can take some really cool photos.
Because Verizon, they're your sponsor, right?
So I got hit up, and I get hit up all the time, like on email.
Can you call them right now? Like tech support? I need a little extra data.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So what happened is like you have to screen emails and messages that you get because sometimes they're like kind of fishy and they're not whatever.
Mm-hmm. I'm the prince of
India. I got a message on email and I got a message on Facebook from this lady in New York.
Okay.
And she was working on a campaign with Verizon, and the Verizon was looking for different people in the big markets in the U.S.
Right.
To be a brand ambassador for Verizon.
Right.
And I was like, all right, well, let me try it. What do I have to do? Send me the contract so I can read it. And it looked pretty legit. So I was like, all right. So I signed it. In the back, like, within a week, I get a new phone. Oh, and wow. And it has a new number. And it says, yeah, just use it. What I have to do is I have to do 4 Instagram posts a month.
Okay.
For them.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the month, as long as I keep track of it, I have to do a spreadsheet and screenshots and everything.
Right.
At the end of the month, I send them an invoice. Oh. So it's like, Verizon is paying me to use their unlimited service,
right?
Best service in the nation, kind of thing.
So let me ask
you
this.
Let's do a photo shoot.
Yeah, we're like a marketing branding agency. We like to give advice, and I'm sure a lot of people are like, "Oh shit, I want a free phone."
Yeah.
So
do you have to? You have to know your worth. Right, so I wasn't going to just do it for a free phone because I had a phone.
Yeah.
I was like, I have a phone and I have a line, and I don't need a new line, new phone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What else? What's the other
incentive?
What's
the benefit, right, yeah.
And they're like, well, this is how much we can pay. And I was like, okay, so how many posts do I have to do?
Right.
Because normally, like some people have asked me to post, and if it's brands, you can charge them, you know, anywhere from 50 to 100 to hundreds of dollars per post.
Right.
And I've been paid $200, $300, $400, $500 to post something.
Nice. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, okay, so you're asking me for 4, how much are you going to pay me? And they gave me a rate, and I was like, okay, well, that's pretty good, and it's only 4 posts.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not even 4 posts. It's like 3 stories and 1 post.
Yeah.
That's not a lot.
So, like, what are you doing in these posts? You got to just be, like, on the phone, act like you're texting?
Sometimes it's, like, just, like, they wanted just a slice of Latino in Houston.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like
you
what I do.
Life, yeah.
Yeah. So, I'll take photos of me, like, out taking photos or getting ready for a photo shoot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or I'll take photos of my family, you know, just... Yeah. Take good photos with the phone, edit it, upload it, and say, oh, you know, if you like this photo, I shot it on my Google Pixel, and I edited it in the camera, and I uploaded it. Like, sometimes when I go to L.A. or when I go to Mexico City, like, look, I've been here for a week, and I've been using the phone, and I haven't had any issues with service or with roaming or nothing.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
So it's just one of those.
I could get a deal with Cricket.
I actually had Cricket before this. I had an influencer deal with Cricket.
So that means there's an opening now.
I haven't paid for cell phone service for 5 years, bro.
Oh, that's nice, man. So all these contracts, have they been reaching out to you or are you reaching out to them?
No, they reached out to me.
Okay.
And is that because they see you, what you're doing in the city?
Yeah. Yes. I don't have a lot of followers. I only have like 10.5 thousand followers.
But
actually, 10.7.
But it's an integrated community. Like, people actually care what you do. There's not.
Well, what happens is that I don't have a lot of followers, but I get a lot of, they call them impressions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which are like likes or views.
Because you have real followers.
Shares.
You didn't go buy
exactly.
them.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what happened. Oh, yeah.
We know some people that
we know some.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. I remember when they did that purge, and like some people had like 20,000, 30,000 followers,
and
it went
cleaned
down
it
to
all
like
up.
2,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
No.
I bet you they're lying.
There's
those are the
people
that jump off buildings.
Yeah.
That what?
People are going to jump off buildings when Instagram server crashes and all their followers are gone.
You know, YouTube was down yesterday.
Really?
And people were like, how is
this? Oh, my life is over. Cutting themselves.
Well, remember that one lady that went to the YouTube and started shooting people up because they shut her.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Oh. That was crazy.
That Asian, the little Asian lady.
Was she Asian?
Yeah.
I think she was like.
Oh, no. She was from,
she
was from Europe.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, something like that.
No, I thought she was Indian. I think
you're
right.
And she went crazy because they reduced the amount of money that they were paying.
Now, that is one of the things about Instagram that I do not enjoy. So last week, I had 2 posts that went back to back. Like, you know, sometimes on Instagram, they'll say, this post is doing 90% better than the rest of your posts. Or this post is doing whatever. And they want you to click to promote it and pay for whatever promotion. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to do that. I mean, I get my own likes and followers. Right. I don't have to pay for that shit. and then I posted the next post that I did was promoting my art show, an art show that I was in with Donkey Boy at 8th Wonder.
Yeah.
It was like a group show.
Right.
And I was showing photos and selling photos, and I was actually doing headshots and everything there.
Oh.
So I posted the flyer on my Instagram.
Yeah.
For a whole hour, nobody liked it. Nobody commented.
So
nobody
shared. It's like they hit it.
It's called a shadow ban. They ban you from everybody else's timeline.
Why?
Because you didn't click on the. You didn't promote.
Oh, they're like the his belly, like, oh, okay, you're not going to click on this button, huh?
Yeah.
We're going to show you.
You know what
that's
that
exactly
is?
That's exactly what happened.
That's like in a relationship with me and my wife. Uh-huh. Like, hey, babe, I'm going to go out with the guys, and you get the cold shoulder. like she ignores you for like a whole week.
No, you're like, do whatever you want.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, thanks for the support. Oh,
yeah.
No wonder I married you. I love you, girl. Yeah.
No, you're like, hey, the guys, they invited me here. Yeah. Oh yeah, go have fun, dude. Yeah, I'm just gonna be here with the girls. We're gonna watch a movie. Like, yeah, you go have fun. But that really means, you walk out that door, mother. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's what exactly what that means.
We need to do a show just on women code. Like, we can break it down for everybody.
Yeah,
I mean,
between me and Steve, we have like 50 years of marriage experience.
I don't think women need any more mansplaining. Women can do whatever they want. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they do whatever they want.
Yeah.
So so Marco.
Yeah,
it seems like, you know, well, for one, you're legit, dude. Like, even the first time I met you, started following you. Like,
well,
you're so transparent. It's hard not to like realize what kind of legit dude you are.
I appreciate that.
And I think a lot of people, like, especially, you know, you're getting paid and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think that's what these contracts come through. They're like, you know, this guy's just living his life. He's legit. He has, you know, impressions, people that follow him. Like. So who's the first person that contacted you to get a contract going or whatever, be paid as an influencer?
I think it was that Cricket. Cricket used to be – so AT&T, the prepaid service for AT&T was called AO Wireless.
Okay.
And they paid for me to go to Hispanicize, which is a big marketing and advertising conference in Miami. And now they did one in Los Angeles.
Okay.
They actually did one here in Houston, but it was okay.
Yeah, just recently, right?
Yeah, last year, I think. Yeah, earlier this year,
yeah.
So they had contacted me. They wanted me, the same thing, to be an influencer, and they were going to send me a phone and a line and everything like that. And then I had to use, you know, hashtags and go to events and different things.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And they were paying.
Okay.
I was like, hey, this is nice, you know?
Right.
And they paid for me to go to this conference. I learned a lot at this conference. I learned, met a bunch of people, and it was really cool. I was like, man, this is really nice. So they were the first. So what happened is in between the time I had that contract, AT&T bought the name and the brand Cricket. And Cricket was already established as the first prepaid service.
Right.
As opposed to your monthly contract with Verizon or T-Mobile or whoever, Sprint.
Right.
So Cricket was like the big dog in the prepaid service.
Okay.
And AT&T bought Cricket out.
Yeah.
So now that AO Wireless company became Cricket.
Okay.
So then I got grandfathered in
into the
Cricket. That's cool.
But see, the crazy thing is, the loophole that happened was my contract was only for a year.
Okay.
After that year, like, the people who was in charge or whatever, they either got let go or they moved over to another department. So, like, there was nobody in charge of
your account.
So nobody shut down the phone. So I had a free Cricket phone, which was unlimited everything.
Wow.
And the service was on AT&T's
towers.
For
how long?
So 3 years.
Oh, damn.
I'm telling you, I haven't paid for wireless
that's
for 5 years.
Awesome, dude.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then then now, you know, I have this Verizon phone.
Okay.
I still have my Cricket phone. I still have it because it's my business phone.
Right.
You know, this is my personal phone. I'm a Verizon phone.
Right.
But when I get home,
I'm
I check my
I'm a big fan of Verizon. I've been with them for several years, and service is always great.
I've used T-Mobile, which was horrible. I had to get rid of them. I've used AT&T Cricket, which was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Every now and then you have some hiccups, but it was pretty good.
Yeah.
But, man, this Verizon phone has been really working for me. And I've, you know me.
It's
travel.
True. Like, the map that they show with all the
travel,
coverage.
I do Los Angeles. I do New York, Miami, all over Texas.
I know y'all have room for more sponsorships. Come on.
Yeah.
Me and Steve.
Influencers. Look, there's a Marco that's a solid influencer.
Yeah.
And then we're micro influencers.
We work under Marco.
There's a certain niche, you know, with the dog community, canine community.
Dogs need to make calls.
Oh, I just met a beautiful dog the other day named
Whoa,
Ho.
That's kind of odd.
Oh,
I just met a beautiful
I'm gonna show you a picture of this dog. You're gonna fall in love.
Let's see.
That's just a good picture, too.
That's
man.
And it's like happy feet, little
is,
brother.
He's a little corgi. His name is Poe. P-O. And his Instagram is Little Poe Big World.
Damn.
And he's amazing. I met him at...
when are you getting another dog, dude?
You know what? I really...
I can find you on like
know,
in a minute.
I know that.
I'll go to the east side. They're everywhere.
I know that. I know that for sure. But like...
I got a little pit mix.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I ever move out of my dad's house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because like I moved back home because I had a little apartment in Montrose and
right.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And then I moved back home because everybody, my dad got remarried, moved out of the house. My sister moved out with her family and her kids.
Yeah.
And it was just like my two brothers living in the home that we grew up in. So they asked me to move back to help with the bills and help maintain the house and everything.
Right.
That means pay the bills.
Yeah.
You pay cable and water and light and.
Right. Yeah.
And we'll pay the gas.
$5, yeah. $10. We'll pay the water, yeah. $20.
Right. Oh, man.
But anyway, so yeah, I was willing. Now it's just me, my dad, and one of my brothers because my other brother got married and moved out and everything.
So basically, you don't have time for a dog.
Well, I really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have to be like...
He's about to do a road trip all the way to San Francisco.
Yeah, exactly.
Take him with you, dude.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to send you a website. You get him registered
as an emotional support dog.
Nah, you
know I have a friend who does that with her bulldog.
It's kind of funny, but it's kind of bad, too. A lot of people do it. Like, remember that lady that tried to bring a freaking ostrich or a peacock?
Emotional support ostrich, yeah.
No, it was emotional support peacock.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
I don't even.
I have a friend, a good friend of mine in LA. She's from Houston. She lives in LA. Her name is Crystal. Her dog is beautiful. It's a bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
And she is an emotional support bulldog. She takes him on flights and everything.
No, like it's a real thing. And so it sucks is it because people can do it so easily through the internet, they're probably going to ruin it for the ones that really need
because
it.
Because there's a difference. There's emotional support dogs and then there's actual service dogs that like help people with seizures and.
Yeah.
And like blind people.
Or
and
blind.
Stuff.
Why don't
like
I feel
those are,
like
those
you've
are
looked into this?
That's harder.
You need an emotional support dog.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
You little bitch.
Dang. No. I was with my ex. We actually went through the process and registered one of the dogs as an emotional support dog.
Oh, really?
Which one? Which dog?
It was Applejack.
Not which ex.
You remember Applejack's?
I think the little white one? I do remember Applejack's.
And,
Applejack's
yeah, he was going to get a little vest and everything.
That's funny, dude.
And yeah, you would have been able to take him on a plane anywhere.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to say to that.
I have something similar, but they're called emotional support tacos.
Ooh.
And I just have that. I just have to have tacos every day.
So basically, you comfort eat.
Yeah.
I have one too, except the label says Maker Marks on it.
Emotional support.
But if you read between the lines, it says emotional support bottle.
That's tight. So what do you? Anything new coming up?
I mean, working with this. Oh, this is what got us talking about. With Visit Houston, now I'm doing 4 articles. I did the tacos one already. Now I'm doing a coffee article,
right?
And which is difficult for me because I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
So like,
I told you I can help.
We need theme music right there when he said that. I don't drink coffee. Dun, 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 dun.
Get out.
Hey, do mobile carts apply to this? I can go set up in a park somewhere.
Yeah, let's put that out there, bro.
Have some tacos.
And then there's 2 more. I think one of them is like best neighborhoods for nightlife. And then I forget what the 4th one is. But
But
it's pretty cool, man. I mean.
There's a lot. Coffee's huge right now. And all those.
How about Jackson's Brew? Have you had some Jackson's Brew? It's a new mobile truck. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tight little truck for real.
I have not. I'm sorry.
So here's the deal. Like, and that thread that everybody was commenting, giving you
recommendations. I posted on Facebook and I was like, hey, give me your best coffee shops. And like, I got
and
like
it's
40.
Still going.
I got like 40 to 50 recommendations of different coffee shops in Houston. I didn't know there were that many coffee shops.
No, and they're still going. And a lot of them are
repeat. Did anybody put Starbucks? I'm just going to put every Starbucks on there. That's going to be like 100 entries of just different Starbucks.
You're going to add the location, like the check-in.
All of them.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to find your post. When was that?
It was like 2 or 3 days ago.
So did you stop drinking coffee?
I've never drank coffee.
My dad
drinks coffee. My mom used to drink coffee.
53 comments.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I just have never been a coffee guy.
Okay.
Yeah. I never had the cravings or anything like that.
I mean, to each his own.
Well, I didn't start drinking coffee till later. Like, I don't know.
So, like, when I was in college, I used to drink it, like, black. And I think that was just, like, trying to be in par with my dad. Because he just drinks it. Like, I think
like
he could just chew on the beans.
Yeah.
Like, old school. Like,
he'll mash them. He puts them in his tacos.
He puts it, like, dip and shit. Just watch it. Right. You know, like, black. So, I would drink it. So, anyways, I think I drank too much coffee that I had to, like, take time off. Mm. And now that I'm back in.
There are some coffees that I do, like, La Guadalupana, which is on... Dunleavy in Indiana, they do coffee infused with cinnamon.
Yeah, it's
and the Café de Olla.
Yeah, that's some good coffee.
That is some good coffee. Right. But I mean, I don't have a lot of reference like to what good coffee is and bad coffee is.
So
like
you got two entries right there, bro.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Guadalupana, you should add them on.
No,
there
they're
sure.
definitely going to be on the list. Yeah. Because that coffee is amazing. So I'm good friends with the owner and his son. Yeah.
That's a nice dude.
Francisco Diaz is his name, and his son's name is Roberto.
Right.
So their uncle in Puebla, in Mexico, grows the beans and then infuses the beans with cinnamon flour. Not the not the cinnamon from the store that you get at Fiesta and it's all dried. So they infuse everything with the with the cinnamon flour, and it gets that beautiful like aroma and taste. It's
I'm going to get some of his coffee for our cart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sell they do sell their coffee.
What's good? It sounds like a good winter coffee.
It really is. It really you ever been there? We need to go eat there one day.
Dude, that place is amazing.
We're going to do our the Facebook live show
from Guadalupana.
Now, there's another place that I really
make
like.
Make that happen, bro.
All right, let's we can do it anytime.
You know a guy, bro. You know a guy.
Oh, and they're cuz he used to do pastries and then they make their bread and everything and cakes. Yeah. Well, the place is a bakery and a cafe, so they do they make their bread and but the, my favorite is they do these almond croissants.
Yes.
Orale.
With like butter.
Like his they mouth is watering. He almost cried right now.
He's like, are we done with this interview? I got so much to be.
I'm like, excuse me.
Hey, in a minute, we're going to see when this is over, he's checking in at Guadalupana. Yeah. Now, when I go, I get the, where was Rancheros? Yeah.
Where's Guadalupana
it's
located?
It's on Dunleavy and Indiana in Montrose.
Okay.
Almost almost near Westheimer.
Okay.
In Dunleavy.
For anybody
sorry
who wants
for
to visit
anybody's
the
ears. I just popped their ears.
And the owner's super nice. He'll come and like personally.
He will
talk
bust
to you.
Your table.
Really? Oh, man. That's old school.
One time we brought, because you can bring your own alcohol. Because they don't sell it there.
How do you know all the places you can take your own alcohol?
So you can bring, one time we went and we brought like champagne and orange juice to make our own mimosas. And like we offered it to him. But I believe he's kind of like a straight, straight up Christian dude.
Yeah.
But I think he drinks because he kind of lit up like, oh, hey.
Hey.
And we made him a mimosa.
Quick question. Do you know how to do apps?
Yeah, we can build an app.
You can build an app? Okay. Mm-hmm. We need to build an app.
Yeah.
Because I want to do.
For tacos?
Yes. To every single taco truck in Houston.
That would be tight.
Like, I want to put the name, the location, a photo, and I want to say, see if they, you know, cash only or if they accept credit card.
Right.
Yeah, man.
And, okay. That, like, I don't want to rate them. I don't want anybody to leave comments.
Just be a resource to
I just
find
want,
them.
Yeah. No. Exactly. Yeah, can we do that?
Promo code.
Totally.
Coupons.
Can we do that before they like that. The end
we
of
need
next
a
year?
Sponsor to cover cost.
How much does it cost to build an app?
Millions.
Millions.
Really?
No, I mean, it's if you want a really nice,
no, I have,
beefy
I have people that can invest.
But if if you have someone, we could totally make it happen.
Well, yeah, there's different levels.
I've thought of this, too.
That.
Like, it would be cool to have something like that.
Yeah.
And then even have it to where the food trucks can update their location.
Right.
Like, if they move around.
Right.
Solid menu. It'd be better for them just to email us and we can do it for them.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
click here. If you own this truck, click here and we update the info.
Yeah.
I tried to create one for all the dope dealers, but it just.
it didn't work out
around
too
much.
It didn't work out the same.
Big brother stepped through.
They're always changing their phone numbers. And
I do have an event idea for food trucks.
A lot of the numbers were Cricket phone numbers, though.
Oh, yeah.
What do y'all think of this idea?
The
food truck race.
Amazing food truck race.
And they get to race each other. Like in a, we find a big sponsor with a huge parking lot, and they just race for like, I don't know, 100 yards.
All right.
And then at the there's food and music and DJs.
Yeah. So back to the car show. Is that Mark? Marco.
A car show.
And dogs. Oh, there's gonna be dogs.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Done.
Anyway, there's another place that I want to get everybody up to date with. It's in the north side. It's off of Main Street and Hogan. The address is 1002 Hogan.
Okay.
It's called La Casa Bakery and Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They took over the La Macro spot.
No. That's Abasolo. Oh. Abasolo's good, too. But if you go a little bit further down Hogan on the right, it's called La Casa Bakery and Cafe.
They're the ones that the daughter ended up posting on Twitter.
Yes. So last year, after Harvey, business was slow. The dad was going to close up shop. And the daughter went on Twitter and she said, you know what? My dad loves what he does. You know, I can't let him close up shop.
Right.
Come and have some food, you know, even if it's just coffee and pan. And it went viral.
Nice.
It went viral. Yep. Telemundo picked it up. Nice. Histonia.
Everybody picked it up. Morning talk shows were picking it up here in town.
So they've been doing pretty well since then.
But I do have a recommendation.
What?
Yeah.
So when she was doing all of this,
yeah, she didn't have her social media up already. She put it up afterwards.
No. So I knew what the place was, and I remember going by there and looking at it. I'm like, there's something there's something missing that they still need to do. And the whole building outside could use a facelift.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like they just...
And they have a cousin that can help with that.
Signage is just kind of like an afterthought and stuff like that. And almost look, if you're not looking for it, you would think it's not even open.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So
I
wanted to throw out there, like, man, if somebody, a business, wants to sponsor a facelift for this guy's business,
right?
Like New Creative would help with the branding, signage.
Right.
You know, any design for paint and stuff like that.
Right.
Dude, that would totally like change the things for them. So if you're listening,
but it's one of those things where like you're like, okay, you go there and you're like, is it open? Is it open? Then you get up to the door and it's like, dang, is it open? Then all of a sudden you open the door and it's like, oh, it's open. And you're like won the lottery. And then you go in there and they have all these like the decor, and they have like Vicente Fernandez on one side, and I don't know. They have all these like crazy just.
But yeah, you don't want to change.
It's like a home. It's like a diner.
Yeah, you don't want to change the authenticity of it. But you do want it to look like it's.
Yeah, they have Los Tigres del Norte on one side, and they have like.
Oh, that's my mom's favorite group.
Yeah, I love them. So anyway.
No, really?
La Casa Bakery and Cafe. Okay. No, I love Los Tigres too.
Right.
They were just here 2 weeks ago at the Toyota Center. My dad went.
Why do you like them so much? Like, why does my mom like them so much?
They sing a lot of songs that are about. Real Mexican people. About the struggles.
That's not a good one. What is that? Oh, right here.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, there's La Puerta Negra. Welcome to la casa. Can I take your order, please?
They're amazing. I love this song, man.
Is she drunk or...
She used to...
Is this what she cleans to?
They used to party all the time. You know what? Tell me if y'all can like...
Relate
to this.
Yeah.
Saturday morning, it's early, mom's making tortillas already, you're just kind of waking up, but she's already been in the kitchen for a little bit, making beans, tortillas, some papa and egg, this music's playing, right?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
No, I never got to experience any of that.
No?
Nah.
Oh, that sucks.
My mom, she's a grinder, man. She worked all the time.
Oh, so she just goes, you wake up to an empty house?
And hopefully my brother's made something to eat that day.
And if not, you're like, man, where's the cereal? And then there's no milk.
Yeah, now you know why I'm so cold inside.
You know what? That explains a lot, Steve.
Like,
that explains
for real. Like, my parents worked way too much, and they still do. So,
But, La Casa Bakery and Cafe, their food is there. It's good. The guy, his name is Trinidad Garza.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he makes all the bread.
Right.
He has pan dulce. It's really good.
Yeah.
They don't make your food until you order it.
Okay.
So it takes a little bit longer, but it comes out and it's hot.
Okay.
And it's good.
Yeah.
Their caldos are good. Their barbacoa tacos are good.
Right.
When I was doing the article for Houstonia, the editor specifically asked me to get somebody that was making tortillas hechas a mano.
Yeah.
Everywhere I went, nobody made them a mano.
Okay.
They were the only people that actually still made by hand tacos a mano in-house. So I give them, and their tortillas are so good.
Yeah.
They still have a little bit of flour on them.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Dang, Joel just showed up with tacos.
Oh, speaking of tacos.
Man.
Yeah. Mm. And their caldos are good. My dad is very picky with his caldos.
Right.
And I took him there and had caldo, and it was amazing.
Right. So Joel just showed up with tacos. Where did you get these from? Laredo Taqueria?
Yeah, I can tell by the little salsa.
What's your review on Laredo?
I actually like Laredo Taqueria. The one on Washington is probably the OG.
Right.
There's a couple of more. I really like the one on Cavalcade.
Okay.
The guy that owns it there. Mm.
I used to live next to him.
Yeah, he has that mustache and he... Habla bien así. But he'll hook like... I mean,
and he always has
been a long
music
line.
Blaring or there's something on the TV.
There's been a long line, but like I'll go in there and I just get like a barbacoa and to go. So sí. Like no, you don't have to stand in line. Just come over here.
So my house that I just moved from, I live next door to him and his wife.
Cool.
And I remember one of the first Critical Mass parties we had at my house, where there was like 800 people on bikes. They were all hanging their bikes on his metal gate.
Oh, no. You got
I remember him coming out in a robe and everything, basically like, hey, what the hell's going on out here?
Yeah.
And then he sees me, and I had already kind of knew him, and I'm, and I was like, oh, man, we're just having a party. And then he's like, he kind of lightened up once he
knew
and
it was
I,
you.
And I, you know, of course, I told everyone, hey, I need to take out these bikes off of his fence.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's really
super
cool.
There's another one. There's another Laredo on Patton and Fulton.
So all the kids, all his kids own a different or run.
I think they used to. I think now they have different owners.
Mm.
But they're all pretty good, and they all have their. But yeah, La Taqueria is legit, man. Their tortillas are legit. Their barbacoas are legit. Their breakfast tacos.
Hey, I ain't wasting time. I'll just start eating.
I know, right?
Steve hasn't been talking for a while. He's just
Barbacoa.
All right. Well, hey, no, I'll eat in a minute. So, Marco, man, we want to thank you for coming on the show today.
And if anybody needs anything, you know, follow me on Instagram. It's at Marco from Houston. My phone number, you can text me or you can email me from there.
Okay.
If you need any family photos or quinceañeras or weddings or headshots or really, I do everything. The only thing I don't do is baby photos, like newborns and maternity. Yeah.
Right.
I let
Joel does those.
Yeah, Joel does those. So. But yeah, I mean.
No, yeah. But you're a better photographer than that, I think, too. Like you can do some lifestyle, fashion stuff.
I've done it all. Luckily, I'm very diverse in what I do.
Yeah.
So a lot of projects that I get hired for, they don't just need, like, the food photography. Mm-hmm. They need the food photography. They need a portrait photographer. They need a, you know, you've hired me for, like, residential stuff.
Yeah.
I could pretty much do a lot of things
nudes? Like Steve's been looking for.
I mean,
I charge
double for that.
You're gonna need a wide lens.
I need a macro lens.
Oh, damn! No, that's for Joel. You get them mixed up.
Oh,
yeah. All right.
But yeah, go Astros, go Rockets, go Texans.
Word.
Viva Mexico.
Hey, Astros, they're
go Beto.
Oh, dang! That's like a whole other section right there. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
No, but definitely go out and vote. Early voting starts on October 22nd.
Yeah.
November 3rd is the actual day.
Voting is very, very important. No matter who you vote for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One way or the other, just go and exercise your vote.
Right.
Because we can.
Yeah.
When we should.
Oh, he almost said, yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
And then he realized, like, oh, wait, there's a
vote or die.
There's a different. Orale. Chale, vato.
Yeah, orale, thank you, Marco. Right. It was awesome.
So, tacos. Viva los tacos.
Appreciate you coming on, man.
Tacos rule everything around me.
Steve, you got anything you need to close out with? We got 2 minutes.
Now, man. You know,
and
thank you guys for tuning in.
Really
this is something
Joel.
New show with Hector Garcia. The Hector Garcia.
At The Hector Garcia. HTX.
And at Common Steve on everything.
Yep.
Even on PayPal. So if you guys want to send me some money.
My Venmo, Marco Houston.
Dang. Yeah. Everybody.
Cash App.
Let's
Cash
do a
app
test.
And PayPal.
What's your Venmo address?
Marco from Houston.
All right. Everybody, let's just do a test. Everybody
send
him
$1.
Let's see how many dollars he can get.
Nice.
At Marco from Houston.
Yeah. We're going to, just for today, let's see how many dollars we can send Marco.
Yeah.
He got to pay the rent. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is something new.
Yep.
We love you guys.
Hey, thank you.
Go hug a dog out there.
What was the barbershop place?
Argyle. The Argyle.
Thank you, Argyle.
Dang.
I'm so glad they helped you out.
My head feels lighter right now.
Does it?
Yeah. Look, watch this.
It's still big.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Charlie.